Coming in right now, it is time to be joined by Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital. Mark joins us every couple of weeks, it seems, or thereabouts, and we get updates from the hospital. And I was expecting this when I got the press release from Sharon Hospital and actually New Vance Health about their hospital clinics are transitioning to community sites. Good morning, Dr. Herko.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, we're good. We didn't get the 1 to 3 inches of snow that they said that we might get, and we've got warm weather coming for the next several days. So all in all, it's not that bad.
Yeah, March is the big teaser.
Oh, and literally, it's the old saying: if you like New England in March, hang around. The weather changes every 15 minutes.
So. Yeah.
Well, now, so let's go to the announcement that was made for the transition plan for New Vance Health when it comes to vaccines being administered like that. First of all, we'll start off with you at Sharon Hospital. I know my final vaccination will come up on a week from today, March 26th, in Kent, Connecticut, at High Watch. What's the status here at the Sharon Hospital?
Well, Sharon, you know, we've been working with the local, municipal, county, and Department of Health leadership to try to find a larger, more a suitable venue for the large numbers of people we anticipate will be needing vaccine once the newer regulations go into place in the next week or so, as they start lowering the age ranges. So with that going on, I mean. We've been doing anywhere between, probably 100 to 200 people a day. And, if you look at the population in the northwest corner, for us alone, I mean, you're probably looking at, a little over 150,000 people. In the 12 weeks that we've been, or 15 weeks, we've been actually administering the vaccine at pretty much full go. we're at 3,000. So we need, 50 times the space and capacity to handle what we anticipate coming on. So that's why New Vance has made a decision to really partner with the various local counties and governments just to see if we can better offer these vaccines in locations where it won't be disruptive to the normal lifestyle for a lot of people, i.e. The one in Danbury is actually a partnership at the mall. So we're going from a capacity of about 1,000 people a day, you can go up to 2,500 to 3,000 people a day. New Milford is doing the same thing, moving it out of the hospital into a local clinic. And they, because they know that it's been difficult to find large venues here in the Sharon area, they'll be opening up dates just for Sharon area residents and in the regional area, northwest corner, to go there. Kent, High Watch, will also be offering times and dates just for our people in this location. We have made the option, instead of closing our clinic, we're going to offer 2 days per week for the local regional area. Offer anywhere between 100 and 150 vaccines per day, just to buy things, tie things over until we can find a venue that actually would be more suitable for large numbers. And I've even had discussions with our local leadership, and we're going to work with the various municipalities to see if we can convert our testing area that we have on one Saturday a month. Offer anywhere between 500 and 1,000 vaccines for that date. So we're really trying to find a way to actually be good partners, good neighbors, to offer these vaccines and then work with the local counties to do that.
You know, it's one thing I have to say, when I signed up on the VAMS site, and I was pleasantly surprised because not only did it work well for the first appointment that I had, but while I was sitting there and they took my information, which was already pre-logged in, and she was preparing me for my second shot, the minute she gave me my first shot, she then pushed a button on the computer, and on my telephone, I got an instant text message saying your next shot is March 26th at 10:50 in the morning. I think it's an efficient way to do things. I think people lose patience, but they don't understand now, unlike when it was first 70 and over and then 65 and older, now a huge amount of the population is eligible for these vaccinations, and there's only so many hours a day and so many people that you give these vaccinations out in. It's just, you know, so scheduling it might take a little time, but I still think the way it's set up, it is seamless and it works very well.
Oh, compared to other states, Connecticut has done a wonderful job with just organizing things, and even there have been hiccups and stuff, which I expect when you're emergently trying to vaccinate an entire state. But what's been very encouraging is that, you know, the manufacturers and the feds have done a really good job with getting over the last few weeks, really turning out that vaccine, the various vaccines, and making them available. But we were told, once we hit early to mid-April, that's probably going to be the peak in regard to how much vaccine will be made available throughout the country. It's just they can't ship it or pump it out fast enough. So that, you know, based on that, it may be, as they were saying, I think it's 2.5 million doses per day. So if you do the math, you have 300 million people, and maybe 100 million doses have been out there. You still have about 100 to 150 days yet before everybody who wants the vaccine will be able to get it, which you're looking at 5 months. Which, if you remember our conversations, we were saying early autumn would probably be, when everybody should have that availability. So I think they're on course with the projections that we're seeing. It just, yeah, everybody wants it now, and that's the hard thing.
Now, as a medical person, I want to talk to you a little bit about the vaccinations themselves. We see a lot of stories coming out about certain vaccines might cause blood clots in Europe. And as somebody who's been involved in medicine basically your whole life, what I try to tell people, if you really don't want to get a vaccine and you don't want to do it for the reasons because you just don't believe in vaccines, I don't agree with you, but I understand this. But in medicine, like in life, it is a risk-reward situation. I mean, the benefits of taking the vaccination for COVID-19 outweigh the risk. There's always a risk when you put something in your body. Explain this to people, that this is not anything new in medicine. It's just the way it is.
There's always been risk reward. Yes, I had this argument or this discussion with my brothers and sisters. You know, they think medicine is an absolute, and it really isn't. It's literally there's an art to it. But you know, you always are playing the odds and doing risk benefit ratios on every decision you make, and then balancing those risks. And you know, we're seeing that, like, you know, the European vaccine right now, actually made here in the U.S., AstraZeneca. And if you look at the stats, and I even listened to a podcast this morning, based upon the population of Europe, there's 100,000 clots per month that should be occurring. That's just natural. That's what occurs naturally. And only 20 clots occurred. So that's why it's hard to say that there's a link between that and the vaccine itself, because it's way less than what they expected to see. So in actuality, if you look at it, the vaccine may be protective from blood clots compared to what would happen if you didn't take the vaccine. So I mean, literally, it's that complicated. So I think it's just a matter of we're finding that with a lot of our employees and stuff, if people want to wait, and the more you wait, the more you're going to be waiting in line, and the risks and benefits far outweigh things. A stat that I was giving yesterday was that as of yesterday in our health system, if someone had received both doses of the vaccine and were more than 2 weeks out from that second vaccination, we have yet to see in our system or throughout our state someone come in with an infection. So the vaccine works. There is no other absolute, but that is about as absolute as it's going to get. We have yet to see the vaccine fail.
I'm glad you also mentioned that no matter what vaccination you take, whether it's the one shot or the two shots, it really becomes fully effective 15 days after that last shot. I mean, it takes a little time. And I am hearing from more and more people, local people that have taken the second shot that are not spring chickens, okay? I'll just say that. They're not 25, 35, 40 years old. That they are having some side effects that might last from 12 to 24 hours where they don't feel well. I have a friend who went through an amazing medical procedure for cancer. And when he was getting the treatment, they said you're going to have a high temperature and you're going to feel sick, but that is your body. That is your body. That shows that what we're doing is working. So if somebody takes that second shot or the first shot and they feel a little sick, that's just your body showing you that the vaccination is working.
It is, and that's the thing. The first dose gets you prepared. It kind of prepares your body for what's coming next. And the second dose mimics like you're getting the flu or like you're getting COVID, but you're not getting it. It's just that they really give you a really massive dose of the RNA, which actually the first dose prepared your body for. And the what we're thinking and what we're seeing is the people that are relatively healthy and young are the ones that have the most side effects because their immune systems are so good and strong. So I've been telling people, if you really have a marked response for over 10 to 12 hours, that tells me it really has worked very well in you, and you should be definitely protected. So it's almost backwards to what you normally would think, but it really does work. And this is the proof is in just the stats we've been seeing across the board. So very happy so far.
All right, Mark. And once again, if people want more information, I went to your website, the Sharon Hospital website this morning, and the COVID-19 information is right there, right up front, very easy to understand and read. And I know that we all feel better. We all see now the light's not at the end of the tunnel. It's getting brighter and brighter. But once again, I guess your final words should just be, hey, people, stay compliant, and we can come out of this thing hopefully in the next 6 to 7 months.
Oh, it is. And as you're seeing just in eastern New York, we're having a little outbreak, and Marist College had a shutdown, and we're seeing a high infectivity rate again. So all it takes is little breaches and little breaks in protocols, and the virus is so prevalent, if you haven't been vaccinated, people are still going to come down with it, and we're seeing it. So just beware and continue with our, as I call it, the big three. And if you wear your mask, wash your hands, and do social distancing, and be patient. That's the fourth one. We will get through this.
Mark, it's always great to speak to you, and we appreciate your time that you give us every couple of weeks. We'll check in with you again, and have a good weekend. Enjoy the warmer weather.
Thanks, Marshall. You too.
Take care.
Good. Stay safe.
You too. Dr. Mark Hirko from the Sharon Hospital this morning with our COVID-19 update from New Vance Health.